wildlife managers spotted a sea lion in Longview, Washington, that was arching its back and then having seizures. They had to euthanize it. The cause? Pseudonychia. It's a type of algae that releases a neurotoxin. If people eat shellfish or crabs contaminated with it, they can also suffer seizures, short-term memory loss, and even death. The algae are thriving earlier in the season, thanks in part to a blob of warm water off the northwest coast. Vera Traynor, with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, says this could be a taste of future climate change impacts in the region.
And what's particularly worrisome is that we're not only seeing this one type of algal bloom, but two other types of algal blooms.
Those blooms can cause paralysis and diarrhea. The State Department of Health rigorously tests commercial shellfish, but warns that recreational harvesters should check the DOH website for maps of toxic algae hotspots. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.